Hello, friends. We're excited to present for you the first episode of our third season, an original radio play from our show, Laugh, Clown, Laugh, that we performed on September 25th, 2016 at the Slipper Room in New York City.
Mark Twain once famously said, "The secret source of humor itself is not joy, but sorrow. There is no humor in heaven." From the wise fool in Shakespeare's King Lear to Edgar Allan Poe's viciously vengeance-thirsty jester, Hop Frog, the clown who amuses us from the center of the spotlight, so too reminds us to keep our guard up once he retreats for the shadows behind the curtain. That which makes us laugh is often the same mechanism that ignites our innermost fears. Too Soon, Too Soon, a radio play by Sylvan Sandovar, will now wind that mechanism up tightly for us and then let it go.
What about this new Mel Gibson movie that just came out that's got everyone in a tizzy, with The Passion of the Christ? Has anybody seen this movie yet? Me? I'm not going to see it. I don't have to. I already know how it ends. Darth Vader cuts off his hand with his lightsaber. No, seriously. Here's why Mel Gibson is such a failure as a director.
A failure like you!
I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
You suck! Not funny.
Hey, buddy, listen. I know this club is a little slow to clear the trash away from the tables, but I think we've all endured your sorry little commentary for about as long as we humanly could. Aren't you having your mouth fitted for a shotgun barrel later on? You're such an idiot, you'd probably still miss your brains even at close range. Go on, do me a favor. Get out of here. Please leave. Get out of here. I'm doing a show here, and everyone else is listening except for one drunken moron. Thanks. You know, how dare you interrupt my show? Get your own show. I don't come to your job and try to take the mic from you while you're taking orders at the drive-thru window. Do I do that? Friggin' loser. That's right, get out. Go ahead. Wait, buddy, you dropped something on the floor behind you, your self-respect, and please tell your mom I said hi. I think we fixed her problem. After one night with me, she's no longer cross-eyed. Maybe I can do the same for you, you drip. See ya. Goodbye. All right, anyway. So what was I saying? Yes, Mel Gibson. Not such great shakes as director, and I'll tell you why. They say 90% of directing is in the casting. So who's that he got to play Christ? Exactly, Joe question mark. I'll tell you who'd make the perfect Jesus. If I was directing that picture, it would have to be Arnold Schwarzenegger. Totally, yeah. Think about it. Listen, stay with me. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do unto others before I destroy you. He'd be perfect if just to hear the classic Arnold scream as they're driving the nails into his hands. Whack! I'd pay twice the ticket price and actually buy food at the concession stand just to hear that. And later on, he'd be all greased up in his tunic as he resurrects himself. You know, roll away the stone. And the Last Supper scene, come on, Arnold would be unstoppable. Take ye and eat. This is my body. Isn't it perfect? Who wants these pythons for supper? My body is a wafer. Put me on your tongue. And I'd have a great showdown scene with Judas for the climax. Ready? Judas, I heard you cat crow three times. Remember I said when I would forgive you for all your sins? I lied. And then he would drop Judas upside down into the canyon. Ah! And that's my time. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you for coming. I appreciate it. Have a great night.
Let's hear it for Earl Hives, everyone. Thank you. Stick around, folks. The very funny Jenny Weiss will be here in just a moment. Earl, what was that? That was only 12 minutes. You were supposed to do 25. Jenny's not here yet, and you know what's gonna happen? I'm gonna lose customers here because of the time gap. Christ!
Sorry, man. You know, just have a little more understanding. I'm pretty sick right now.
No, you're sick.
You okay, Earl? You do look like you lost a lot of weight, man. I mean, you don't look so good.
Well, thanks, Larry. Thanks, old buddy.
Hey, I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No, it's effortless for you.
What's going on with you, Earl? You can tell me.
Well, you know, as you just heard, I'm sick.
How sick?
Well, you just saw my last show. Ever.
Is it that serious, Earl?
It's serious as a heart attack, but actually, it's cancer, Larry.
I'm sorry, man. My rumors have been going around. I was hoping it wasn't true.
Just do me a favor. Just keep it that way for now, will you, please?
Oh, we've been friends for years, Earl. You know I wouldn't do that to you.
You know, what do you got there? What is that?
This?
Yeah. Is that a tape recorder? Were you just taping my act right now for some reason?
No. No, I just carry this around in case I get an idea for my own act. I always got to be ready when inspiration strikes, right?
Yeah, you know, I guess.
I'm really sad, man. Is it okay to say that? I mean...
I'm dying, Larry. It started in my liver, and it spread, and it spread. I already knew life wasn't fair, but, you know, this is ridiculous. You know, I'm 33 years old. 33! What the hell?
How long do they say you have?
I don't know, a few months. Maybe.
God.
You know what the cruel thing is? I was about to break big, Larry, real big. After slogging away for 12 years on the stand-up circuit, I was about to get my own TV show on NBC. A weekly series, single camera, all wrapped up, you know, ready to go. We filmed the pilot. All the executives are thrilled with it. They had big hopes until...
That's heartbreaking, Earl.
Oh, it's a tough break, right? Yeah. It's almost funny. You know, I'm going to go home, Larry. You know, thanks for coming by tonight. You know, I'd have a drink with you right now, man, but, you know, I think it would only hurt more than help right now. I'm hurting enough, man.
Hey, I understand.
Yeah?
It's a great set, Earl. Never heard any of that material before.
Well, you know, it was all new stuff. It's the first and only time I'll ever get to do that set. You know, a few stragglers that heard it tonight don't realize how lucky they are.
Earl, call me if you need anything. I can come by your place if you...
I'm moving in with my mom in Van Nuys.
Okay. Reach out to me. I'm here for you, man.
Thanks. Thanks, buddy. I mean that.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Larry Lerner, Earl's friend. I called you earlier.
Oh, yes. Hi, Larry. I'm Ginger. Ginger Hives, Earl's mom. Nice to finally meet you. Come on in. Can I take your bag for you?
Oh, that's okay. I'll just keep it on me if that's all right.
Can I get you anything to drink?
You know, I'm all right. Thanks for asking.
Sure, now.
Yes, I am. Thank you. So how is he?
He doesn't have much longer. The drugs are keeping him comfortable, so I don't think there's much pain.
Is he able to speak at all?
Not really. He drifts in and out.
Well, I want to see him, just the same. I need to say goodbye. You know, Mrs. Hives, me and Earl started out in comedy at the same time. We learned on our feet, and we paid a lot of dues and got to be very close friends. His star was only starting to rise, as you know. And it was like Like his success was our success.
I know. It's too hard to talk about right now.
May I see him? Just one-on-one. There's a few things I need to get off my chest and tell him. Things that I never had the courage to express to him while things were, you know.
Of course, of course. I'm so glad you made the trip here. You're the only one of Earl's friends to come here like this. It's all been phone calls and whatnot. You're the only one to come here in person. Not even any of his ex-girlfriends.
People are funny that way, I guess. You learn a lot about people's characters at times like this, huh?
I'll take you to his room.
There, sport. So you had to move back home, huh? That's a pretty lousy hand you were dealt there. I feel for you. I really do. But maybe there's a reason that you're in that bed, and I'm standing over you now. Maybe, just maybe, karma is playing a role in this somehow. Did that ever cross your mind, Earl? Maybe this is all payback for not looking after your old friend, Larry. Maybe if you went out of your way to throw old Larry a bone, even just once, I'm just as funny as you. Funnier, in fact. I paid all the same dues. Hell, I even helped you book your first gigs, for crying out loud. I took your calls at 1 a.m. to listen to you kvetch about this crap and that crap. And when did you ever pay it forward? Oh, no. No need to answer, buddy. Save your breath. You had a TV show. Did you ever think to call me? See if I wanted even a small part in it. Nah, you didn't. You didn't. You thought you knew me. But guess what? You don't. But I know you, pal. I know you all too well. I know you so well that I was willing to bet you my own liver that you'd have all your precious notebooks and papers and scripts brought over here to your mother's house. I hope you don't mind. I'm just gonna help myself to some of these. Put them right here in my bag with me, if that's cool with you. It's really B-grade material. You seem to know how to resonate with the moronic masses. But hey, it's selling, right? I can play to the Philistines too, you know. Besides, I need to start making something happen in my life. Oh, don't mind me, I'm just gonna cherry pick a few things here. Ah, this notebook says, The Earl Hives Show, Season 1. No one knows if this one's missing. And this and this and... Oh, you know, this looks interesting, and maybe I'll take a couple...
Larry?
Oh, Mrs. Hives. Ginger, you gave me a jump there.
I didn't mean to disturb you. Is that Honda Civic parked out front yours?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Looks like you left your lights on.
I did. Jeez. What an idiot I am.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself.
I guess I'd better go take care of that.
Looking at some of Earl's papers? He was such a fine writer. I feel like I deserve some of the credit, though. I taught high school English lit, you know. And he'd ask me to read his work from time to time.
I didn't know that.
I'd like to show you something special. Since you're the only friend thoughtful enough to come here to see him in person, I thought you'd appreciate it. He wrote this letter about a week ago. He was writing every day until he couldn't pick up a pen anymore. This is the last thing he was able to write. Can I read it for you?
Sure, Mrs. Hives.
September 14th, 2004. I think this is my fourth attempt at committing my last words, my final thoughts, to paper. I thought the other three passes were pretty sterling, truth be told. Among the wisest and wittiest things ever to come out of a rapidly fading mind like my own. But I'm pretty confident now that this is where I'm going to leave it. I promise that I will not misuse what remains of my precious time, or use this innocent piece of paper to repair plots, air regrets, or tie up any loose ends. And if there is a heaven, I plan on taking a nice long leak on his front lawn. It's hard not to be bitter, but we all go into this life with the understanding that we are not the authors of our own existence. No one gets final cut. At any moment, you can be edited or written out, or, as in my case, unceremoniously canceled before anyone really gets to see what you're truly capable of. I had many good times and many good friends. And maybe my words, my deeds, and the stupid sour milk expression that our creator permanently stamped on my fat face may have led some to feel that I didn't love or appreciate them. But I did. And I do. I don't have the energy to list all those people here right now, because I have to use what's left of my strength to make sure I can scrawl those three little letters that matter so much and give me all the comfort I need. M. I love you, Mom. Thank you for always being...
Mrs. Hives, I'm so sorry. I just realized I need to go. I'm afraid my car, you know, it's...
Oh, yes. Right.
Loving this new machine, Les. Fancy.
I had it imported and refurbished.
A Gaggia classic, eh? It looks amazing.
It tastes even better, Brenda. Our meetings just got a whole lot more bearable. Do you like espresso, Larry?
Yes, Leslie, I do, in fact.
Make Larry a cup, please, Brenda.
For sure.
So, Larry, you said you had something great to share with us, a pitch for...
It has to do with the Earl Hives show.
Larry... I'm not sure where you're going with this. Earl has been dead for a few months now.
Yeah, he's only been gone 6 weeks, actually.
So tragic. So tragic. What a loss. We're all just devastated around here. You know, I still cry about it.
We had high hopes for that show, but...
I'm here to tell you it can still happen. Not with Earl, of course, but...
Larry.
Hear me out. You may not realize it, and I only found out, like, right before Earl died, that a lot of the material from that show... was actually my material. I'm sorry, but there's no other word for it. Stole from me for a show of my own I was hoping to develop.
No!
Larry.
And I can prove it. There's scripted material that only he knew about. That was confidential and private property of the studio, correct?
Well, yes, but...
The hamster doctor episode.
Does that ring a bell? The ice cream driver detective episode. The episode about the Ferris wheel getting stuck. Those are all mine.
How would you know all of this?
Earl confessed it to me on his deathbed. We made our peace, but he said I should set up a meeting with you. He gave me your contact info.
Wow, I can't believe it.
It's true. Look, it might be a little difficult, but I can prove that Earl, rest in peace, was lifting a lot of my stuff, and often word for word.
Then maybe you need to take this up with our legal department, Larry.
No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to file a lawsuit. I want to make a TV show with you.
But no one knows who you are, Larry. I mean, have you ever even been on TV once?
Well, not really. But you were sold on Earl. And I bet if it wasn't for the material he was bringing to the table, I mean, the material you thought he was bringing to the table, you wouldn't have greenlit him.
He was an excellent stand-up, Larry, and the pilot was a real winner. You know, we're planning on having it screened at Telluride next year. The public really deserves to see it. It's just too good to sit on the shelf for all of eternity.
You may not know it, Larry, but Earl tried more than once to recommend bringing you on board to play the part of Mr. Royce.
He did?
But he was new to sitcoms, so we didn't want to give him that much control of the casting. We wanted someone with a track record.
Hardly what you'd expect from someone who was supposedly plagiarizing your work, huh, Larry?
Well, he was doing that out of guilt, obviously. This sort of thing happens all the time in this industry. You screw someone over, then try to smooth it over and buy their silence some kind of just sort of paltry payoff. Earl knew I'd be powerless in court against NBC if I tried to sue, that I would have to play along.
Look,
and be...
Look, Larry, even if I believed you, we're not interested in trying to bring this show, pardon the expression, back from the grave. It's done. Over. We all have to move on.
Well, I happen to have with me a few more episodes I wrote. I have a full season's worth of show scripts that I'm positive Earl never shared with you. If you liked the other ones he sent you, you'll love these even more. And believe me, there's more where that came from.
Maybe we could take a glance at some of those. Brenda, what do you think?
I'm sure we could do that.
But I'm making it clear, I have to be in the show and not as that second banana Mr. Royce character.
Let me guess, you'd like to rename it the Larry Lerner Show.
That has a nice ring to it, I think.
But you're not really a performer, Larry.
Really? I've been doing stand-up since I was 19.
Have you been on Leno? Letterman?
Arsenio, even?
I'll tell you what. You come see me at the Comedy Store tomorrow night, and I'll show you what I can do as a performer. You'll see that I can carry this show.
What time do you hit?
I have the 10 p.m. slot. Come down, I'll put the two of you on the guest list. Drinks are on me.
Put us down as a maybe. I'll think about it.
Maybe? No, please come. Please don't blow me off.
She said maybe, Larry. If she wanted to tell you no, she would have told you no. Thanks for coming to see us, Larry. Maybe we'll see you tomorrow, okay? Just leave those scripts on my desk and we'll get around to reading those as soon as we can, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for coming to see us.
No, thank you.
Take care now.
Take care. Thanks for your time.
You don't believe him, do you?
I can't exactly pinpoint how he did it, but I think he is the actual thief in this scenario.
I was wondering the same thing. So why are you thinking of following through with him?
We need a hit, Brenda, badly. And the Earl Hives show was our great white hope. If Larry is holding on to more scripts and material of the quality that we already have in our possession, we should consider at least trying to gently get all of them out of his hands.
Are we going to see him perform tomorrow night?
Yes, put it in our date book. In case he is telling the truth. This will be his one and only audition.
I hate to admit it, but he's kind of good.
Not bad. He definitely knows we're watching him.
Hey! Hey! You too! Shh! I'm trying to listen to the show.
Sorry.
Oh, just trying to have some fun, trying to have a night out, and you
We
guys.
Said we're sorry. Just turn around and leave us alone.
These two giving you a problem, hon?
They just keep talking during the show.
Yeah, and what about that Mel Gibson movie that got everyone in a tizzy? The Passion of the Christ? Has anybody seen the movie? Me, I'm not going to see it. I don't have to. I already know how it ends. Darth Vader cuts off his hand with his lightsaber. But seriously, here's why Mel Gibson is such a failure as a director.
A failure like you!
What was that?
A failure like you!
Which one of you said that? Was that you?
I didn't say nothing.
Oh, what are you accusing him for?
Oh, shut your trap, horse face. I'm talking to your numbnuts boyfriend over
here. What did you just say to her, buddy?
Please, please, sir, just sit down.
Yeah, can you just, like, why don't you just, like,
hey,
calm
you
down?
You just spilled my drink.
I don't know what you've been saying about Jesus, neither.
Somebody call the bouncer.
Hey, hey, buddy. Yeah, I know this club is a little slow to clear away trash from the tables, but I think we've all endured your sorry little commentary for about as long as we humanly could. Aren't you having your mouth fitted for a shotgun barrel later on? Bang! You're such an idiot, you probably still miss your brains, even at that close range. Go on, get out of here.
Here's your gun, buddy!
Yeah, Mel Gibson, that's such great shakes as a director. I'll tell you why. When they say 90% of directors, it's in the casting. I mean, who's that guy who got to play Christ? It's exactly his show question mark. And I tell you who made the perfect Jesus. Oh, Jesus, if I was directing that picture, it'd have to be.
Oh, if I'd only seen. that the joke was on me.
That most harmonious harlequin was our very own Ms. Martina da Silva singing the soulful tune, which is one of my favorites, by the Brothers Gibb, I Started a Joke. And now this word from one of our sponsors.
Oh, what's this? What's wrong with everybody here? Fuzzy woo-woos, slow gin fizzes, 7 and 7's tequila sunrise. What on earth is that you're drinking, hon?
For you, it's a Malibu and pineapple, Mikey Brooklyn. And it came with a complimentary silly straw. Ugh.
Devastating! And you, Billy, what is that?
Oh, this is a Capri Sun Cran Apple Martini. The splash is Sunny Delight.
Billy! I've known you for years. Why would you drink such a thing with a little umbrella in it, no less? This used to be a great bar. What happened?
I'm afraid it's out of our control, Mikey Brooklyn. Look over there.
Just what I was afraid of. Clowns. Clowns have taken over the bar and have lowered it in the process. Stand aside. Oh, clowns. That's enough already!
How about a mint chocolate chip julep there, Mr. Brooklyn? Waka waka!
How dare you! You know I'm not easily offended, Chuckles, but this is an outrage! Don't you know that grown-ups play here? I can't unsee what I've just seen here tonight!
Are you sure we can't entice you with this?
What is that?
It's a pink Russian. We make them with strawberry, quick.
Horrifying. All right, clowns, it's time to give you the cane. I'm dropping these sandbags on top of you. It's all right, folks. The nightmare is over. Mikey Brooklyn is behind the bar. You're safe now.
Hooray! Safe!
Take it from your friend, Mikey Brooklyn. Adult beverages made without adults in mind is no laughing matter. Don't clown around and meddle with ingredients that aren't made with integrity. Cordially Brooklyn is focused on making small batch organic syrups and shrubs for professionals and home bartenders alike, using only the finest local ingredients. Get hip, chip, and get all the info at cordiallybrooklyn.com and start drinking like an actual person today!
And that concludes our program. In this episode, the part of Larry Lerner was played by James Reeser, the part of Earl Hives was played by Michael Pate. Ginger Hives was played by Mary Murphy, Brenda was played by Annabelle Rollison, Bill Heidrich played the part of the drunken man, and Courtney Gillian Cholovich played the part of the drunken woman. The club owner was played by Eric Davy Gislason, and the part of Leslie was played by me, Ali Silva. The musical performance I Started a Joke by Barry Morris and Robin Gibb was arranged and performed by Martina da Silva, accompanied by Dove Mansky. Our show was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and myself for Fireside Mystery Productions. It was directed by Annabelle Rollison. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound designer is Greg Russ. Our technical director is Johnny Goddard. And our production assistant is Brontes Jane Orengo. Stay tuned for the next podcast episode of Fireside Mystery Theater. It comes out on Monday, the 17th of October. For our listeners in the New York City area, join us for our next live taping, Sunday, the 30th of October, at the Slipper Room. The theme? Strange Anatomy. Tickets on sale now at slipperroom.com. Also, for fans in the New Jersey area, we will be performing a special live show at the Bickford Theater at the Morris Museum on Sunday, the 4th of December. All ages are welcome. Tickets on sale now at morrismuseum.org. This is your faithful friend, Ali Silva. Keep a light on at night if you must, but always be sure to mind the shadows.